Someone, someone dies. Yeah, someone dies. 14th of December, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Somewhere, contrary to the popular belief that God is infallible and his most wondrous creation, i.e. man, could not be undone, somebody died today. After an 89-year grueling battle with life, unbelievably affecting 100% of the population, Ernest Compton of Macedonia, Massachusetts, died, albeit in the strangest of circumstances. Sources say he was surrounded by loved ones. He was in hospital. He is no longer breathing, a rare symptom of death. He didn't warn anyone it was going to happen. His wife and children were seen to have saline seeping from their eyes for days afterwards. In order to prevent this secretion of saline, family members planned to bury Ernest in a wooden box. Whilst it is argued that Compton had no foreknowledge of the occurrence, suicide has not been ruled out. Compton's lawyer, Johnny Foreigner, claims to have found a suicide note, which appears to be nothing but an account of where his assets and estate are to be assigned. The chances of illness having claimed Ernest's life are further muddied, by the opening statement of the suicide note, I, Ernest Compton, being of sound mind and body. Yoda was heard to say,
unfortunate death is.
The ideals of the world have been dealt a crushing blow. Thou canst kill. In a survey, 70% of people believed that humans live forever, and the remaining 30% were unable to comment due to their lack of skin, flesh, and organs. Millions of people realized their relatives they once feared missing might actually be dead. Thousands flocked to pay candle-lit vigils to the dearly departed. Some elderly folk even vigilized for fear of dying without noticing it. Soon people were spraying saline all over each other in an orgy of brine. Local militia intervened, and order was restored. While on an acid trip, Gandalf said, quote, death is but another part of the journey, not ours to decide. White shores, unquote. Judith Razorback, 65, began to secrete saline whilst recounting her awful story about the loss of her son, Razor, feared missing and now presumed dead. Judith left toddler Razor alone while she did some housework. She returned 20 years later to find a strange man, coincidentally also named Razor, in her baby's place. The event shocked her so much, her hair went white, her eyesight, hearing, and teeth simultaneously were severely afflicted by floral patterns, which emerged all over her clothes. Razor is now feared dead. Ernest has caused a media shockwave. Rupert Murdoch says, quote, quite frankly, I'm shocked by the global media that they will even televise this material. It is simply too grotesque, mate, unquote. Mel Gibson on Film Ideas says, quote, this is the goriest thing I've ever seen, unquote. Death says, I think we may be onto something here. God says, quote, back to the drawing board, unquote. Jesus says, quote, yeah, well, I had a book written about mine, not some poxy news reports, unquote. Death appears to be something that can happen to us all, and appears to have no cure, although we know that life causes it. In an effort to prevent pain and suffering civilization has experienced today, doctors are planning to ban reproduction. The World Health Organization came out to say, quote, it's the only way to save mankind from death plague, unquote. It seems that we have a lot to learn from ghosts, zombies, and vampires if we are to live forever and win the ongoing medical battle against nature. Sauces for this article are dill pickle, horseradish, ginger, tomato, and wood smoke barbecue. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.